Jamie and Locker with you here in the Green Zone on this Tuesday. Of course, we're getting ready for another watch party, a Saturday night main event, Acre 21 Boston Pizza location in Regina. We're giving away the VIP table with the $100 gift card tomorrow. So be tuned into the Green Zone for that. Myself, Locker, Belton, Daryl. We'll see if Britton can swing by before he has to do his post-game duties Hamilton. As well, I screwed up early. I called it Acre 51, thinking of Area 51 for all those hours listening to conspiracy theorists on Coast to Coast AM. And someone texted in. They said they remember that show. They remember on Halloween listening to Ghost to Ghost AM. They did a whole Halloween. Real quick, right when I saw Ghost to Ghost AM, it triggered me because I opt that show October 31st. 2004 was the year. And I was working overnights, opping that show, listening to ghost stories.
Yeah.
And the FM news guy came in about an hour earlier than he usually does. So I'm sitting there listening to ghost stories, usually in a building in the dark in southern Edmonton. I know there's nobody else in the building. All the lights are turned off. And I see a shadow go right across my studio. And I'm like,
it's a concrete building.
Yeah. I'm like, what the heck was that? And then I just, okay, and then it goes by again. I'm like, nobody's here. Nobody's here. Whew. So I creeping down the hallway like a lunatic because of ghost stories on Ghost to Ghost AM at 2 a.m. Only to discover the legend that was C.R. Nichols had come in an hour earlier than he usually does, just to give me a heart attack on that one.
By the way, just a clarification. Earlier, we were talking about me going out and having a couple of beers with somebody who believes the earth is flat. I don't believe that the earth is flat.
The way you presented it, it sounded like you were really excited to meet one
believers. I was excited to have a conversation with somebody that had a different worldview than I did. And we got into everything from the world is flat to a bunch of conversations, conspiracy theories. Like he believed them all and like all of them.
And you used to be able to hear that on our radio station on the Coast to Coast AM.
And yeah. So anyway, yeah. Sheldon sent me a really funny.
The eclipse.
Text of the day, Sheldon. Thank you. Yeah. If you're still hanging out with us.
Instead of eclipse, it's just like
the line.
Just a line across the moon instead of a full eclipse.
Ah, you know,
Kyrie Irving stuff. Let's get to football instead.
Get the latest news on your team from the Green Zone.
The Daily Blitz with Brittany Gray.
Speaking of conspiracy theories.
Yeah, Britton, what do you believe in? I'm kidding. We don't need to dig into that. You're a pretty even-keeled, sensical human being anyways, so
yeah,
I'm not sure you believe in many conspiracy
theories.
Maybe
the Earth is like a big basket, right? It's curved.
Okay, never mind. Let's not do this. We're not doing this.
It's all kept in.
Not doing this. Maybe it's a half circle, you know? Maybe we're all right. Ever think of that? No. Okay, let's get to the Varf Riders. Where do you want to start? The good news or the bad news, Britton? What do you want to break down first? For Rider Nation.
Start with the bad news.
I guess we'll start with the bad news.
I guess we're taking it out of your hands. What's the bad news from practice day number one?
CJ Avery on the 6-game injury list already, and then Keen Schaefer Baker. Not sure what his timeline is. Corey Mace didn't want to put a timeline. It sounded like he felt like he's going to be back at some point this season. I'm very hesitant to say we will see him.
Is he in a boot?
He was after the locker room. He was in a boot. We noticed him with the boot on. Haven't seen him since then. He wasn't out there. Of course, practice was moved inside today due to the smoke. But so that's not good. Peyton Collins wasn't out there, but it seemed like in terms of the injuries, he was the most optimistic one of guys who weren't out there. Guys who were out there that did leave the game.
Oh, here's the good news.
Here's some more good news. Here we go. AJ Ouellette and Roland Millian Jr. both out there. I think they were listed as limited on the injury report, but it was not one of those situations where they did quite a lot for me to consider them limited, but they're both out there. Jacob Brammer is back along the offensive line as well. So that he was, of course, one of the starters from training camp. good news there. And there's a new running back in Saskatchewan as well.
Was he on the field?
He was. We're at 29.
Kadeem Carey is here. Kadeem Carey talked about why Saskatchewan today and accepting, you know, being on the practice roster and everything else.
I mean, this definitely was the place. When the free agency was going on, I mean, I was in big talks with him. I mean, he made it very, very easy. I mean, we have a lot of relationships, you know, in the past. So, I mean, Mueller and everybody over here, and Thurman, it was very simple. I saw them play, on Friday? And, man, the way they were clicking and the way they were looking, man, I just wanted to be a part of it.
So he's excited to be a Rough Rider. He's and he only mentioned, so Corey Mace from Calgary, Mark Mueller from Calgary, Markway McDaniel from Calgary, Edwin Harrison from Calgary, Kyle Carson, who was in the front office in Calgary, is now here. Then you got Jake Mayer, Tommy Stevens, Micah Johnson, as you mentioned, Jameer Thurman. He knows
Mike Rose.
Mike Rose, thank
There's
you.
There's a lot.
he feels quite comfortable being in Saskatchewan. It made a lot of sense that the Riders would go after Kadeem Carey.
Is there a history with Andrew Harris at all? Or
no.
No crossover there.
No crossover with Andrew?
Would have just missed 1 year in Toronto.
Yeah. Okay.
As Andrew. Well, he would have been. Andrew Harris was still kind of around the Argos a little bit last year, but not officially in any role with them. But they would have been up against each other. But where do you think Kadeem Carey fits in? Is this going to be a guy on the roster come the depth chart on Saturday against Hamilton or not?
That's going to be very interesting to watch this week. He was getting out there and taking some reps with the one. We know AJ Oletus has some trouble staying healthy. And the Riders have a lot of flexibility with the ratio. That's something we liked about this team, was they could do it multiple ways. It's looking like AJ Allen is going to be the starter in front of with CJ Avery gone, another Canadian out there. So you can afford to maybe bring in another American somewhere, right? And kind of maneuver things around if needed. I think he will eventually find a way onto the active roster. I think he could do it this week. But running back, it's so tough to stay healthy. AJ Ouellette has had issues week one already, a little bit of concerns. We know concussions, you have one. It's pretty, it starts to get, they start getting easier to get. And so I think he'll eventually get on. And I mean, this is just a veteran who saw a team. He picked Saskatchewan. He could have probably went somewhere else, waited for another running back injury and started somewhere. He's wanted to come to Saskatchewan, wanted to be here because he believes in what this team is building. And a guy who at this point in his career, he's willing to maybe take that pay cut, take that step back for now if it puts them in a position to go get a Grey Cup.
TBH and Kadeem, like, when you start to compare their games, are there similarities? Is there glaring differences? Because a lot of people really liked what he brought when he stepped in for AJ last Thursday.
Kadeem is more physical. He's a very physical back and maybe a little bit more of a threat. In the passing game, though, Thomas Bertrand Houdon, like, we just haven't seen it in the passing game, so maybe he is as good. But a veteran guy, and the Riders want to have that American running back. That seems to be how they have their roster filled. They don't have a backup Canadian running back to really move to Thomas Bertrand Houdon. He does so much on special teams. He's just around everywhere on different teams. He's one of those players that, because he's a Canadian, he's so valuable in certain spots that it just doesn't feel like they're going to give him the starting spot.
All right, Britton Gray, Green Zone Rider Reporter, we need you to rank something for us. Sorry to spring this. Well, we're not going to be sorry to spring this on Britton Gray. But Locker found this video.
He's good on his toes.
Yeah. You found this video. We just want. We know Britton is big into karaoke. He loves to put on a show. And he loves to sing Creed. So... what are we about to listen to? You found this video of a mariachi band
covering Creed.
Okay.
Backstory.
That is something else.
I should have written it down. I don't know who sent it to me, and I apologize if you're listening and I'm not giving you credit. That they sent that to me and said, this is for Britain. And I was like, okay, all right, we'll play
What do you think? If you're ever in Mexico or somewhere, would you like to
have
the mariachi band, and you could do backups to Creed's?
Next trip to Mexico. Iron. Next sunny vacation.
And why wouldn't you? It's Creed. Any chance to sing Creed in any art form is
so. You're a big fan of this version.
Absolutely,
it's awesome.
Why wouldn't you be? Though, once again, the best performance from Creed was, of course, the Dallas Cowboys Thanksgiving halftime show.
Yeah, it might be the greatest halftime show of all time. Is Creed Thanksgiving Dallas Cowboys? Of course, Britton Gray has you covered. CJME.com, CKOM.com. Of course, on social at Britton Gray, as well as Green Zone SK, with all the news you need from Ryderville. That's where you can find his work. He is with us daily when the Riders are practicing. Although you were on yesterday just before you teed off. By the way, was I right? Was it a nice aim about 45 degrees left? Hooker right back into the middle?
No, I've changed my grip up a little bit. It goes a little straighter now on my drives. So I was
really?
Actually on the left side of the fairway, even though I lined up pretty straight. So,
ooh, what? Wow. You got to go golfing with them, Locker. I need to see this.
Now, there's still about five holes that my ball went right right.
What's your handicap?
Oh, I've never calculated that, Locker.
I'm guessing about a 25 what I'm going
with. I'm one of those vibes golfers, Locker. You know, I'm out there. It's fun for the first three holes. If it starts falling apart, I'm more than willing to be in the cart blasting the tunes and enjoying some
that's my kind of golf.
Yeah.
So you shoot, have you broken 100 yet?
Not quite. I'm getting there though.
Okay. He's getting there. Yes, right. He's
okay.
He's up there.
Not a lot of people can break 100.
Shout out to my brother though. He actually broke 80. For the first time over the weekend.
Very few people can break 80.
Yeah, that's a guy I'm never going to golf with, because I only golf with people I can beat. That is how I work.
You can beat me based on the conversation we had last night with Gormley.
Gormley stopped by our watch party last night. That was a pleasure to see John again. He was the life of the party last night, watching the Oilers, the 6-1 loss to the Florida Panthers. Coming up, Locker and I need to give you our grades from last night's Oilers game. We limited ourselves to just one F each, because there could have been a lot of fails from last night's Oiler game.
Top grades were tough.
Yeah, we're digging deep for top grades. Mine didn't even have to do with anything in the game, to be quite honest. It's coming up on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Jamie and Locker with you here in the Green Zone. Hope you're enjoying your Tuesday. It was smoky out there, as Britton mentioned. The Riders had to move indoors today for practice. They are getting ready for the Hamilton Tiger Cats Saturday in the Hammer. Our Green Zone pregame show begins at 3. We'll be live from Boston Pizza, Acre 21. Join us there for the Riders and the Oilers.
Rodriguez for Hagee scores. Comes loose and a chance and scores. Sam Reinhart gets it back. Sam Bennett scores.
Just a little bit of heartache last night for the Edmonton Oilers in a 6-1 loss.
More frustration, because they just couldn't get the game going, right? And you could tell everybody that was watching that game, fan of the Oilers or fan of the Panthers, you could see it unraveling.
I was shocked on how that unraveled, as I think Chris Knobloch said after the game, is it did, and how badly it did for the Edmonton Oilers. But we got some open lines for you, some armchair analyst time, 1-877-332-8255. While you ring those phones, you can also think about your top grades, your failing grades from last night's Oilers game. And you can call them in now as well here on the Green Zone. But Locker and I have our top grades and failing grades from Game 3, 6-1 Florida Panthers victory last night.
Jamie, what is your failing grade?
My failing grade, the fans, the players, the coaches, the excuses.
First period, obviously, the four penalties, which is way too many. We shouldn't have those. But, you know, I kind of question some of those penalties.
Evander Kane.
The targeting the Oilers.
Talking about, well, they get away with a lot more than we get away with. I'm so tired.
Bettman wants the Panthers to win
of
again.
The loser mentality that takes over a team, and for some reason the Oilers fall into this trap a lot with the woe is me, the refs call penalties against us. I'm sorry, you break that game down. There were four penalties called in the first period by each team in the first period. It was 4-4. It was even, Steven,
the weaker
in the
ones.
First period. Oh, my God. See, Locker's part of the problem because he knows an Oiler fan. The text line, the refs, oh, the refs. There were four power plays for each team in the first 20 minutes, and it was 2-1. It was 2-1 because they scored early in the second period on that power play from a penalty from the first period. It was 2-1. And then Nurse got one penalty, which was legit, in the second period. That was it in the second period, was one penalty. And then it completely came unglued when Stuart Skinner flipped the puck over the glass and everything else in the third period.
Okay, so
stop it!
No, hold on. Let me say one thing. And this is not me defending Oiler fans, because I think...
Because you are one.
I am one, and just based on having been an Oiler fan for as long as I've been... I would suggest, and this is a self-awareness moment for you, Jamie, is that out of the fans in Canada, we're at least top three in whining about officiating.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say at least. I don't know if we're the worst, but at least top three.
The top three are the Leafs, the Canucks, and the Oilers.
That's the way I would... No, I'd put the Oilers ahead of the Canucks, I think. But the Leafs are definitely up there as well. Anyway, it might be a wash at the end of the day. Here's my issue with the refs, and you and I have talked about this. Last night, that wasn't an officiating issue. That was not. And you can break down
growth.
That's
great. Proud of you.
You can break down the penalties and talk about who got what and what. For me, it's the inconsistency of the calls within a game. Right. If you're going to have the whistle out at the beginning of the game, you got to have the consistency at the end of the game. I'd also like to see it consistently called within. And I know this is a lot to ask, not just within a game, but within a series. Right. You can't call a bunch of penalties in the first period.
So you want utopia.
No. Utopia. They're not going to be perfect. That's part of the game. But if you're going...
I think they need to be perfect. Now, they don't have to be perfect, but they should be perfect.
They should try to... If you're going to start the game off... Let me finish.
Let me finish, Jimmy. On the same ice if in the same game.
If you're going to start
with it.
Calling a lot of penalties in the first, you can't put the whistle away in the third. And I think that's probably where most Oiler fans, myself included... sit on being annoyed with officiating in this series and the last two as well. I'll leave it
failing
at that.
Grade you. Yeah, I'm looking at you, Locker.
You can add me to the list. I don't mind.
Coaches, Evander Kane last night after the game.
Okay, I want to talk about that. Okay.
What's your failing grade?
Okay, my failing grade, Jamie, goes to the Oilers' game plan yesterday, if that was in fact a game plan, and it started with the player introductions.
At forward, in his 12th season, number 16,
okay, if you missed it last night, Evander Kane was doing laps. Okay, we had the five guys out already.
They're all on the blue line.
They were all on the blue line.
Respecting the starting lineup announcements.
And Evander Kane's doing laps around Skinner. Like, what are you doing? It's the playoffs. Is that supposed to be an intimidation thing? It was so weird. It was just, like, sit down. Like, he's a weird guy. Like, I get it. And he's trying to match the pest side of the Florida's game. But that was bizarre. sit down.
Yeah.
So my failing grade goes to, if that was in fact a game plan, was to try to match their pest mentality of the Floridas, that did not work, and Evander Kane for whatever the, what that, I don't know what that was.
Nobody knows.
Okay. Jamie.
Yeah.
Top grade.
My top grade has nothing to do with what happened on the ice last night. I can't believe I'm doing this. I champed Aaron Rodgers yesterday on the show, and my top grade actually goes to Gary Bettman.
Why?
Who put Paul Bissonnette in his place last night.
Any plans maybe in the future to implement a balance as far as the no state tax?
And no, you know, when you start...
I'm just asking,
it's a ridiculous issue. When the Florida teams weren't good, which was for about 17 years, okay, nobody said anything about it. And, you know, for those of you who played, okay, were you sitting there with the tax table? No, you wanted to go to a good organization in a place where you wanted to live, where you wanted to raise your kids and send them to school. You wanted to play in a first-class arena with a first-class training facility with an owner, an organization, a GM, and a coach that you were comfortable with, and you wanted to have good teammates so you'd have a shot at winning. That's what motivates it. Could it be a little bit of a factor if everything else were equal? I suppose. But that's not it. And by the way, state taxes high in Los Angeles, high in New York. What are we going to do? Subsidize those teams?
Boom! Gary Bettman. I love that, Gary. That's the Gary I love. The guy who gets rid of the lawyer speak and gives it to you real, which is exactly what he did last night. My top grade goes to Gary Bettman because Paul Bissonnette, as they used to say on one of my favorite shows, How I Met Your Mother.
Kaboom! You've been lawyered.
You were lawyered last night by Gary Bettman. Gare Bear for the win on taxation in the National Hockey League.
I disagree with Gary on that one. I think something needs to be done. I don't think he has the courage to do it.
How are you going to do it? You're going to subsidize the owners in New York and L.A.?
Yep.
Some of the biggest billionaires on the planet? Are you kidding me?
You're already doing profit sharing.
Oh, my. Exactly. You're doing
so why not add the taxes into it?
Oh, my.
It's God. Math.
Yeah, okay.
Do you see how complicated they make all of these deals?
Do you know how complicated
why not? Trying
to figure out the tax and how that's going
to
work?
They would have to hire an absolute
gong show.
They have to hire separate departments for every team to figure out how to put contracts together for players. You're telling me they can't sit there and do the same kind of math for figuring out state taxes?
And then you're going to have to figure out the Canadian dollar.
He doesn't have the courage to do
else.
It because he knows there'll be some owners that'll be upset. And he is about making sure the owners are happy.
He's bang on. There's states with no state
tax. He's smart enough to come up with an argument to put
Bissonnette
in his place. All right. Can we move on?
No, because you can't stand Gary Bettman. And you will disagree whenever Gary Bettman opens his mouth.
Ding.
But give him some credit. He said exactly what needed to be said, that if Florida and Tampa suck like they did for years, nobody would care about the state tax. But now that they're good, everybody else, a bunch of whiny babies, just like they are about the officiating in the National Hockey League.
He's got a point.
And they go, that's unfair because they're good. No, they're good run organizations with Paul Maurice and John Cooper as their head coaches, two of the best coaches in the National Hockey League. That's why they're good, not because of state taxes.
Well,
please.
I will say this. Can I give him a little bit of
credit?
How
are the Oilers there with all the taxes you got to pay in Canada? How are the Oilers in the Stanley? How did they survive that they don't have state tax? Like, seriously. Get with it.
Darryl Cates. He got a massive deal from the city of Edmonton.
That doesn't help the taxes that the players are on their contracts. That's what we're talking about, lawyer.
You're telling me that there isn't deals done behind the scenes?
Come on.
You're telling me?
Get the tinfoil hat out.
You're
Locker's going nuts. Get the tinfoil.
You're telling me
give him a hat.
Doesn't have a car in his garage he didn't pay for? All right, we can move on. All right.
What's your top grade?
By the way, can I give Bettman some credit? He's actually talking to a guy whose nickname is Biz Nasty. That's where the game is at.
Kaboom! You've been lawyered.
All right, my top grade, Jamie, goes to Wayne.
Well, I'm seeing that Florida is for real. I mean, they got some skill. They got the goalie, and then they got the other stuff. He's still Marchand in there. He's got two overtime winners already. You know, they lose tonight, they're finished, guaranteed. If they win tonight, I don't think they're beating Florida again, so... Yeah,
Wayne, are you watching the same games? They're on Sportsnet sometimes. TNT will do a coverage. The games start at 6.
Isn't this a coin flip series right now, Wayne? Like, really?
I don't think so. I mean, you can only play Draisaitl and McDavid like 45
sometimes what
minutes.
I do, Wayne, is I put one hand over the eye.
That was Wayne. Wayne called up yesterday when we were doing our armchair analyst.
And you gave it to him.
I was a little harsh with Wayne. And
he was right.
He was more right than anybody I've heard predicting a game the night before. So I got to give him my top grade today. There you go, Wayner. A tip of the cap, my friend.
1-877-332-8255. Okay, I need Donna Emma Lake. You have a failing grade. Who's your failing grade?
Oh my God! So before the games, lots of times they have celebrities that come and get the fans going, or they ring a bell or a horn or whatever.
Spin
so
something.
Last night they had this rap singer Khalid.
DJ Khaled, yeah,
and another one.
Khaled. Okay, and yeah, and so he didn't even, I didn't even know how to say his name right, but he didn't even know the Oilers were playing. He had to look at his paper that was down below.
That was weird, wasn't it? Donna, that was weird, wasn't it? Thank you for pointing that out. We thought it was weird, too. We were looking around going, why is he here? Like, what?
Exactly. It's probably his first game ever in his life.
Donna, you nailed it on your failing grade. Nailed it on the failing grade from
top
last
night. Top grade to Donna.
1-877-332-8255. Jace, you have a top grade. What do you got?
Jake Walman's water bottle.
Why is that a top grade?
Because I thought it was hilarious. Like, how do you get a $5,000 fine for something you didn't even do on the ice?
You're not. Apparently, water can be damaging to an opponent's psyche. I don't know. It's an unsportsmanlike thing to.
I'm trying to
spray
remember
water on
when
somebody.
They started fining guys for this. I think it was Jamie Benn.
Please think of the children. We don't need the children to start spraying each other with water bottles. So you got to give him a $5,000 fine. The same fine for
this. That was ridiculous.
To damage Tkachuk's brain when he was.
That was such a that was such a weird game last night. You know what it was like? It was like, you know, when you go over to your buddy's place and everyone's got their kids together and they're all fighting in the front yard and you're sitting there drinking a beer and they're acting like complete morons. That's what it was like watching that game last night.
You look like a bunch of children.
You look like a bunch of kids being goofs. In the backyard at a Sunday barbecue. That's what that felt like last night. It was a bizarre game.
But it was the Stanley Cup final.
It was a weird game.
Okay, no hockey tonight. No football tonight. Oh, no basketball finals tonight.
What are we going to do?
We're challenged today. We'll tell you what the game of the night is next on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Jamie and Locker with you here in the Green Zone. Cherney has called in. You have a top grade, Cherney. What do you got for us?
My top grade goes to you two guys. I need you guys to keep pumping the Oilers like the way you have been. The Oilers are going to stomp all over the Panthers and all that. I need you guys to continue doing that because then I have a chance of winning another Stanley Cup. Second, my failing grade will go to you two guys if you pump the Riders the same way.
Do you think we're cursing? Or do we think we're the curse, Cherney?
You guys are, grab your dictionary, open the word team curse, and they'll have your two pitchers there.
I worry about that. I lose sleep over that, Cherney.